evening portion of the third annual Homestead Orchestra.
Good evening to the Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra. We are here at the Homestead Orchestra Festival, and this is Tim Smith, who you know well from my many visits to Hopkins and not so long ago.
The director of the Contra Costa Chamber Orchestra, Mr. Tim Smith.
There's all my Hopkins fans. Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing you perform and seeing the kinds of work that you've done since I've heard you last, and refining and improving these pieces that you're going to play. And as always, I hope that you'll find the comments that I make will be helpful for you. I know that you may not be playing these pieces too much longer as you continue working on different kinds of music, but hopefully the comments I'm making will help you apply certain things to new pieces that you work on as well.
By Bob Phillips, three movements, River Hymn, Waltz of the Hills, and Barn Dance. Then Over the Sea to Sky by Douglas E. Wagner. And then Luminescence by Alan Lee Silva. So please welcome the Intermediate Orchestra from Hopkins Junior High School and their conductor, Greg Conway.
All right, we're off and running on our Forest Hill Suite. Yeah, so when you're starting out a piece of music that's slow, you can focus on a lot of things, like making sure you're moving your bows together so that opening is really, really pristine. And the second thing is just to make sure you're really thinking about the pitch of things, to focus in on the A minor sound for the beginning. Good. It's a really nice unison sound between the cellos and the violas. It'd be great if the cellos could lighten up a little bit and allow the depth of the viola sound to put a different kind of mix into that sound so that we hear the deeper sound of the viola along with a more focused high sound of the cello. The pizzicatos don't feel like those are subservient. They need to be nice and strong underneath the melodic line. Good, really nice attention to the softer sounds in the upper strings as an accompaniment to the continued melodic line in the bass. That's good. Bass is nice and strong. Bass sound is not projecting very well tonight in this hall. You might want to think, Mr. Conway, when you see this kind of a situation, if you were to put your basses right in the back up against the shell, they might have the benefit of reflecting off the shell for better balance. Release and generally that outside of the first chord you played, the pitch really improved over the course of the performance of that. Yeah, I still like to hear a softer third beat on the accompaniment pattern, so that beat three is 2-3-2, or just lighter on the up bow there. Yeah, make sure that you're feeling like those notes are really pickups. La da da. It just feels like there's it's up, down, that you're stopping your bow between the up and the down so that it's not connected. So always think about those pickups as being more connected. Yeah, keep focusing on the bass when you arrive, especially on your dotted half notes. Once you arrive on that note, you've got to refine the intonation. Having a problem, especially when you come down and you're arriving on your C natural, that just doesn't seem to have the same, focus intonation-wise. So don't give up on continuing to refine those, especially when you have an opportunity when you're playing longer note values. Good. So on the bass and the cello, when you have those big whole notes and half notes, move your bow fast and then let it relax so that there's some shape to those notes. Otherwise, it's just too big of a wall of sound for the melodic line to compete with. Good. Nice melodic line in the violas and cellos again. Yeah, be a little bit more I don't want to use the word aggressive in a negative way, but when you take that melody back over from the larger strings, violins, it has to feel like you're really taking charge, taking over. Good. Yeah, I think maybe in the last measure, if you were to do down, down, up, down, 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 up, down, and lift your bow between the first and second note, that would add some clarity to it and give us a sense a little bit more that the piece is coming to a close. You know, you go back and you do the repeat, and then it seems like the coda comes pretty quick. So I think that kind of thing would help us feel like we're coming to the finale of the piece. Here's our little folk song transcription. Yeah, make sure you're not anticipating that downbeat in the string bass. Take a breath so that it's not early to the pulse. Yeah, so measure 3/4. If you're playing in measure 4 and you don't play the downbeat in measure 5, then you need to play measure 4 longer, right? There's a gap there, and the same thing happened in the inner voices to measure 9. Yeah, so I think the same thing is happening at 11 in the violas and cellos. You have to hold your notes there full value. So and none of these notes are being held long enough. The note in 17, the second note in 18, all of those notes that precede a quarter note rest on the downbeats, all of them have to be sustained longer. They don't release until you've heard the next measure downbeat being played mostly by the basses. Good. I might move this forward. It says a bit. I might move it forward a little more than this bit, maybe 2 bits, just to try and get a little bit more contrast on the outer sections. And because, you know, it's just really moving back and forth. There's this really, you know, conversation and repeated phrases. Yeah, the general sound is very nice of the ensemble. It's a nice, good, dark sound. Some of it is watching you play. Is that when you come to the rest, you stop your bows aggressively. That you need to taper your bow and slow it down and then stop it. I think when you stop your bow on the string like that so aggressively, it just takes the sound away. So no matter if you're doing a down bow or an up bow, before you release the note, slow the bow down but keep it moving, and then take a weight away from it. So you're not just pushing into the string and then stopping the bow on the string. Really is a quite a drastic difference. Good. Very nice. Good job. Seconds. Knee in there. Yeah, it's kind of a challenging arrangement. It's a beautiful piece, but the arrangement itself is rather straightforward. And so to find, a way to feel like we're making it, a little more sophisticated and a little more refined by creating these ways to be more expressive. And then we have this Alan Lee Silvetti tune, Luminescence. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I think a lot of the concepts that we worked on, I'm hearing you do, maybe just relax still a little bit more on the up bows that are not accented. Down, up, down, up, not quite so much up bow. That'll give it a little bit more of a character of a pulse there. Good, nice dynamic. Yeah, they're good. The transition there was really pretty nice. Just a little bit of slowing, and I think that works out well with the change in the style. The turnaround, though, unfortunately, wasn't quite as together. You just really have to use those moments to focus so that as we're getting the tempo change, whether it's happening on the pickup notes or on the downbeat, either way, that we've got to arrive at that downbeat together and then play the subdivision in the second beat together at 27. We need to be careful that the second measure of this slightly slower section, in this case it would be at 38, that it just doesn't sit there. It feels like the motion forward stops there a little bit more. Yeah, dolta, dolta. Again, it's just too much up bow energy. Yeah, as you keep playing the pitch over and over and over and over. Each time, you think a little bit more about making it better in tune and to make sure you're focusing, you know, on the idea that you can continue to refine how you put your first finger on the D string. Okay, good, good. Yeah, it's hard to bring all this on the string bowing and you're trying to create a marcato style, especially when you're on a unison pitch. It makes it a little bit harder. But I definitely hear a lot of improvement since I heard the orchestra, and that wasn't that long ago. So good job, guys, in how you're preparing to play today. So I know we're going to have a fantastic clinic. Get a chance to do a clinic with Michael DiGiacinto, who's really a fine young teacher and musician. So you'll have fun. So congratulations.